where we're going to kick off with the legal framework for making money out of these resources. And we're also going to, and we're going to bounce back and forth. It's primarily going to be between myself and Keith, between, and this really, I would like to say, kind of reflects the dance that takes place within a company or between a law firm and its clients. As you identify that resource, you think it's economic, you start looking at a plan for producing it, and then you start looking at what are the legal frameworks, the fiscal frameworks, and the non-fiscal frameworks in which you can make money. Okay. So we're host country instruments. I've used some abbreviations trying to keep this generic. HCI, host country instruments, as we're going to see, is going to refer to a body of instruments. This presentation is designed to give you, if you will, a checklist. Remember, one of the objectives of this is that I would like you all to be able to walk away from here within your mind some key issues to look at when you're analyzing an HCI. One thing I want to say up front, and I'll make it really important, that just because somebody calls something something, i.e. you call the private party representative a contractor, doesn't mean that the instrument you're looking at is, for example, a production sharing contract, okay? We tend to use vocabulary, we tend to countries, governments tend to mix up words sometimes, and you just have to live with it. I tell my clients all the time, if it's an MOU or a blue agreement or a peak agreement or a letter of agreement, it doesn't matter what you call it, it's what it is that counts. So that's what this presentation is on, which is host country instruments, not a particular type.